USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The latest guidance from the CDC says people who are fully vaccinated should get tested 3 to 5 days after a potential exposure, even if they don't have symptoms. The agency says it's reversing their guidance because of the more contagious Delta variant, which now accounts for most COVID-19 infections. In case you missed it, Dr. Fauci wants you to get vaccinated.
We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated who have not gotten vaccinated.
Republican Representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, and Louie Gohmert of Texas on Thursday were turned away from the D.C. Department of Corrections, where they're trying to visit accused January 6th rioters. Video shows officers who said the group was trespassing and obstructing entrance into the facility, denying the trio entry. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Discussing the CDC's new masking guidelines, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw said the basis for the decision is a study conducted in India, assessing a vaccine that isn't approved in the U.S., the AstraZeneca vaccine. The study was also rejected in peer review. They changed the status of rejection to revised the day of the CDC announcement.
So you've got a single study, not from our country, not with a vaccine that we even use. It gets worse than that. So the CDC and the administration keep saying they're going to come out with other studies. But behind closed doors, they've told reporters they have no such data. They have no other studies at all.
The first flight evacuating Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan brought more than 200 people, including scores of children and babies in arms, to resettlement in the United States on Friday, and President Joe Biden welcomed them home. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Magic Kingdom is taking coronavirus precautions again due to the high number of coronavirus cases in California and Florida. USA's Wendy King has more.
Disney Parks has announced it's going back to requiring all guests wear masks indoors due to the increase of COVID-19 cases nationwide, which is fueled by the much more contagious Delta variant. Visitors must wear face coverings while indoors at all Disney parks, and that includes while entering attractions, getting on board buses, and riding the monorail or Disney Skyliner. The announcement comes 2 days after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky updated guidance to recommend masks for everyone indoors, including those who are fully vaccinated. Other parks, including Universal Studios Hollywood and Six Flags Magic Mountain, are already requiring people to wear masks indoors. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Democrats are warning that any attempts by moderates to pare down a $3.5 trillion spending package could threaten President Biden's top legislative priority and leave the party empty-handed. Progressive Democrats are sounding the alarm after Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona warned Wednesday that she doesn't support a $3.5 trillion price tag. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.